Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. On our newsmaker line is a returning guest to the Business News Hour. His name is Ron Feingold. And if you've got a long memory, you would remember that Ron was a guest of the Business News Hour a couple of years ago when he was in Des Moines at a speaking convention. Ron is not only a very talented comic, but he is also an inventor. And we're going to be spending some time talking about his latest foray into the world of entrepreneurship. Ron, welcome back. Good to have you here.
It's so good to be back, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
That's quite all right. You know, you and I, we struck a chord several years ago while you were visiting Des Moines, and you know, it's just a great opportunity. And since that time, I've been able to follow your work on Facebook, and you really are. And ladies and gentlemen, he really is a funny guy.
I appreciate that. You are. Thank you.
Well, I've seen a lot of your stand-up stuff, and you just recently came off the cruise circuit, didn't you?
I did. I just spent a good 2 years, I would say, straight on a cruise ship. I wouldn't say straight, but, a good amount of time every month on a cruise ship for Carnival Cruise Lines. I was on their one of their punchliner comedians, and, it was fun. It was a means to an end. It helped me out with getting the other businesses that I'm interested in going, and so I didn't go into debt. I'm done living in a box for a while.
I would imagine that's a tough gig because you've got to come up with material all the time. It's got to be topical. You've got, although you do have people coming and going, but how many shows did you have to do a day?
Well, we usually did 5 shows a cruise, and these are 5 half-hour shows each. And 3 of them are adult and 2 of them are family-oriented shows. So I'm burning about 90 minutes of material every time I go out on a cruise.
Wow.
And you're right, I do have to, they want us to always be topical and writing new things, but it is a different life, and I have small children smaller children, they're about to be teenagers, but I need to be home now and not live in a box and be a monkey in a cage anymore.
I understand. Ron Feingold, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest on our newsmaker line from Orlando, Florida. Ron has just recently released, and if you haven't heard of this, don't feel bad because this is brand new. I think this is one of your first media interviews, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And, I couldn't be more thrilled about it. This is something called Dollar Birthday Club. Dollar Birthday Club. And what it is an easy way to send your friends a dollar or more on their birthday through either Facebook. It's done through a payment system through PayPal. And what it does is you can not only send your friends a dollar or more on their birthday, but money automatically goes to charity at the same time, automatically. So we have 7 charities right now that are associated with us at Dollar Birthday Club so far. Laughs for the Troops, Patriot Paws. We have a Habitat for Humanity in Southern Florida. We have the Epilepsy Association of Central Florida. So whenever somebody signs up for Dollar Birthday Club and sends a dollar or more to their friend, they choose one of those charities, and then a designated amount of their choice goes to that charity every time they send money with Dollar Birthday Club. So it's an app as well as a website. It's on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, as well as dollarbirthdayclub.com. And the way that this idea was kind of sprung up, do you want the story of how it kind of started?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and she was just talking about how broke she was, and it was her birthday. And she's like, wouldn't it be cool if, everybody just sent me a dollar on my birthday since it's my birthday. And I'm like, that's a great idea. So I took that idea even further and said, let's add the charity element to it because I think that could be something right there. And it is. So, the simple act of saying happy birthday to somebody we can give to charities, hopefully, eventually all over the world. This is only something that is going to work if a lot of people do it. We only charge 10 cents. At Dollar Birthday Club for somebody to do it. There's some PayPal fees associated, but for less than the cost of a birthday card, your friend can get a dollar. Money can go to charity at the same time. And, you can say happy birthday and give to charity you know, just in one click.
Got it.
So
let me ask a little bit about the mechanics, if I can. Ron Feingold, ladies and gentlemen, is on the phone with us. We're talking about Dollar Birthday Club. We'll have links to all of this in the radio blog a little bit later on. So let me ask how this works, just so you walk us through this. So if I'm on Facebook, for example, and we all know that we get those notifications about birthdays on the side of the Facebook post, and so we have maybe 5, 10, 18 friends that are having birthdays, how do we go from that to Dollar Birthday Club?
Okay, so let's assume that you've already downloaded the app onto your iPhone or your Samsung, your Android or whatever, and you already have the app in your phone and that you've registered. And when you register, you can register through Facebook or you can register with an email address. And you have to have a PayPal account to use it. And the reason being is because money is going to three different places at one time.
Sure.
To a gift receiver, to a charity, as well as the fee for Dollar Birthday Club, so which is only 10 cents. So the way that it works is, let's say that you find out it's somebody's birthday on Facebook, you get a notification, hey, it's Michael Libby's birthday. I go to Facebook and see that, so I'm going to go to my Dollar Birthday Club app and pop it up there real quick, and I will either hopefully know your PayPal address or give you a call and ask you what it is, and then I put in your PayPal address, and you can add a whole bunch of friends. We have a whole bunch of functionalities on the app. You can import your contacts and put their birthdays into a calendar, and it can notify you of the birthdays. You can, there's a Facebook reference page. So let's say that you're on our app and you want to find out whose birthday it is. You can click on this little Facebook button, and it will take you right to the Facebook birthday page of yours, of all of your friends, and you can see who's having a birthday. So you can reference Facebook from our app to see whose birthday it is that day or that week or whenever. And then you can add that into your calendar, and then you can send them money automatically through Dollar Birthday Club just by sending, you go to send gift, and you find that friend in the list, and there's their birthday on that day, and you press send gift, you put a little message, you can put a little message to them, and then that message gets sent to them, and they get a PayPal notification saying that somebody sent them a dollar for the Dollar Birthday Club.
Nice, nice. How fun is this? And when you're doing this, of course, so you have to know the PayPal account of your recipient.
And that's one thing that's been a little bit of a limitation because not many people know their friend's PayPal address. However, a lot of times, the people's main email address is usually their PayPal address as well. So a lot of times when I've sent a gift out with Dollar Birthday Club, with the app or with the website, and I know somebody's main email address, and it's the one that they always use, usually it's their PayPal address, and it goes right through.
Got it.
Otherwise, we have all these other ways of finding out somebody's PayPal address. We have a Start a Birthday campaign that you can do, and you can send an email. It's a form email to all of your friends on a contact list of the ones that you've imported into the app. And then they'll get an email saying, hey, it's Michael Libby's birthday on this date. This is his PayPal address. Go to Dollar Birthday Club, sign up, use this PayPal address to send him a dollar and money goes to charity. Or you can send an email to people and ask them for their PayPal address as well, or just give them a call and ask. But that's what we're trying to do is get PayPal to change the rules so it can go to any email address as opposed to any PayPal address.
Got it. All right. Ron Feingold, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about the Dollar Birthday Club, something brand new that's out there, and that was all created out of a conversation with a friend that said, hey, I'm broke, and it's my birthday.
Yeah. I mean, how cool would it be if your friend sent you anywhere from 50 to 100, 150 bucks, 200 bucks? Just a dollar at a time or more, and you can go out and buy yourself something really nice, and charities benefit as well.
Yeah, right.
Everybody wins.
One of the interesting things about Facebook is the average number of Facebook. Now, for somebody, for us, because we're in the media business and been on Facebook forever, and you, because you're a professional comedian, and you've got a lot of links out there. But the average individual has roughly 350 to 400 friends on Facebook. And so, gosh, if 50% of those people sign up with the Dollar Birthday Club, and on your birthday you get 150 bucks, bang, that's pretty good.
Exactly. And charity benefits as well.
Exactly.
But Yeah, it's something that if a lot of people get involved in, one of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to get on, big television shows like the Ellen DeGeneres Show and get this thing in India, because the way that this worked out, it took 2 years to build this thing.
Oh, wow.
And we started with a company in Canada, and they took it as far as they could. But technologically, the company that we chose really wasn't able to do what we were asking them to do. So I found a wonderful company, believe it or not, in India. And these guys are absolute geniuses. And they figured out the problems that we were having and did in 6 months what the other company did in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And finished the project, and we got it done with a brand new app, as well as a perfectly designed website that fixed all the problems that we were having before. So it was a very long, 2-year-long, arduous process with trademarking, even with patenting, in addition to the website and the technological side, which I'm not an expert in, but this was all done, halfway around the world, 9.5 hours away in New Delhi.
Pretty stunning,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was an interesting process, but I'm glad that we're finally launched and out there and spreading the word about it. Hopefully, my main goal for this is to, I would like to make my investment back, but and get this thing worldwide and going, like gangbusters. But we hope to integrate into Facebook. And like you were saying, if we could integrate into those notifications thing, and instead of if you want to write something on the wall or if you want to donate something to a charity, do you want to go to Dollar Birthday Club and send your friend a dollar and money goes to charity at the same time? So we're hoping to eventually integrate into Facebook and do that and raise a lot of money for charity, which is the biggest thing. It's not about me and my pocketbook. It's about raising money for charities worldwide. I want to raise millions for a lot of charities.
Nice. Ron Feingold, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to see if we can't dial up Mark and say, hey, Zuck, why don't you get on the stick with this and see if you can make this happen with Facebook. Good stuff. Thank you, Ron.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, my friend. You take care of yourself. Be well.
You too. Thank you so much for the time, Mike.
All right. We'll have links to Dollar Birthday Club up on the radio blog. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. That's next on the Business News Hour. I don't want to see you let it go.